Hello and welcome to the Monday, November 11th, 2024 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we talked a couple times last week about compressed files and particularly these concatenated zip files. Over the weekend, we got a quick diary by Didier about how to deal with PK zip files using Didier's own zip dump tool. Zip dump is able to extract PK zip records and in some cases also extract the data. For more details, check out the diary, which has some uses examples here. And this is certainly something if you are regularly inspecting malicious files. Well, so many file formats are actually compressed files. This could come really handy. Well, if you are heavily using Docker, you probably are aware of a number of configuration issues and such in Docker that could make the environment less isolated. In order to check for these configuration issues, there is now a new quick tool created by Adara that does check for many of these different issues. It does, of course, come as a Docker container and is as the GitHub repo says, still work in progress. They're still adding additional tests. And then this weekend, actually a couple days earlier, there was a lot of press coverage about a 404 media article that stated that iPhones apparently are rebooting themselves while being investigated by law enforcement. The problem here is that law enforcement often attempts to brute force passcodes, but these attempts are then often foiled by the iPhone rebooting. This actually appears to be a new feature added in iOS 18. It's called inactivity reboot. And if an iPhone has been locked for 4 days, it will be rebooted. That is supposed to make it more difficult to access any data on the phone. It does turn the phone into the before first unlock mode or state, and that disables a number of features that may otherwise be available on the lock screen. The other state would be after first unlock, so that's if the phone was relocked after it was initially unlocked. Well, in that case, there are some widgets and such available on the lock screen that sometimes in the past have leaked information. So that's probably why they implemented that inactivity reboot. The initial 404 media article talked about the possibility of the iPhones kind of communicating with each other and such, but that's not the case. It's just the inactivity reboot feature. And again, added in iOS 18. Then we have an interesting issue here for Palo Alto Networks users. Apparently, there is currently a remote code execution vulnerability that may be exploited via the Palo Alto Network OS management interface. The problem is that Palo Alto at this point has no idea exactly what's going on, and they are recommending something that I probably have recommended a few times just last week, and this is disable access to the management interface. And they also, as part of this bulletin, offer some details about how to go about this. So regardless of what happens with this particular vulnerability, if it materializes or not, please make sure that these management interfaces, not just Palo Alto, but any other device like this, is not accessible to the public and sufficiently secured. And for D-Link router users, we appear to have yet another trivial to exploit vulnerability in these devices. It's a command injection vulnerability, so it gives the attacker full access to the device. At this point, there appear to be at least some patches available. I'll link to the exploit page because haven't really seen any good page to link to from D-Link, but again, patches should be available according to the exploit page. And for everybody not running D-Link routers, just double check if your firmware is up to date. It's always a good idea, and there are continuous vulnerabilities in these kind of devices. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for everybody who keeps recommending this podcast. There will be likely no podcast on Thursday, Friday due to traveling. So only today, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week. Thanks and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.